And last week we told you about the new schematic design out for the new Jackson YMCA, and Shauna Tello, Chief Executive Officer here. Where do we go to see it, Shauna?
Well, you could step right into the Y, actually. And I know we released two exterior images late last week through the media, but I have several images in my office. In fact, we're working on a little display that we'll be putting together in the YMCA lobby, mm-hmm. so that members and the community can pop in and peruse those designs. It's really exciting to take a peek, though, at what the exterior and the interior of our new Y are going to look like.
How do you describe it?
Well, we've been using the word Main Street a lot. It was really important to us from the very beginning that the new YMCA feel safe and welcoming for all people. When I say safe, I mean very clear sight lines from the time that you park your vehicle to the minute you enter, say, the pool or the wellness center. So long, clean sight lines. And then secondly, it feels warm and welcoming when you walk in the front doors. You very quickly can see and understand where you want to go next, and it feels very accessible. And like I said, just easy to see and identify what your next steps are going to be.
What would you say the biggest difference would be from the current structure, just the fact that it's modern?
Well, it's modern, and like I said, it's primarily... Well, it's all on two floors with elevators and stair access right up front, right as you check in. And I mentioned that Main Street concept. As you walk into the front of the new YMCA, you'll look down one Main Street and be able to see all of the different programmatic and activity options right there, whether you're going to the pool or whether you're going upstairs to the wellness center or whether you're stopping in to visit with one of our partners. As you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters would be on that Main Street in the main corridor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like I said, the current facility, not only is it aging, but it can be really challenging to navigate, especially if you have limited mobility.
Sure.
This new space is the complete opposite.
Yeah. Any timetables been set yet, or is that too early for that?
Well, right now, we have extended our construction timeline slightly. We're now, we're going to wait until spring to actually break ground. Like you said, the schematic designs are complete, and we continue to do that behind the scenes construction work, but we'll actually begin putting the shovels in the ground in the spring. This will allow us to save some money, and it's also partly due to some of the supply chain issues we're running into.
Yeah, that's wow. All the supplies right now are up. Do you think some costs might come down as you wait?
Well, we're working with Granger as our construction manager and Bergman as our architect.
Right.
And they both feel pretty confident that things are going to be stabilized by spring in terms of costs. But they are saying that because of the pandemic and several natural disasters, we're going to be better off waiting just because so many things are taking as long as 6 months. Supplies are taking as long as 6 months after ordering to arrive. So they think that we'll be able to save not only some money, we'll have a better chance at getting the appropriate team pulled together. You know, as you can imagine, there are multiple subcontractors that will be involved in this project, and many of them are having a hard time with not just materials, but also with staffing level.
Mm-hmm.
So this will give us a little more time to make sure we have the right team in place, all the supplies that we need, and more time for fundraising. There is still a gap in our fundraising, and so this will give us a chance to build up our fundraising so that when we do go to the bank to secure bridge financing, we'll be able to finance less and control our costs in that way too.
Yeah, fundraising continues and will continue. So there's still that need there, right?
Correct. Correct. We're still pushing forward with the fundraising. Still need all the support we can get from the community. We had a community update last week with all of our anchor donors and key partners, where we had a special guest come in from the Michigan Alliance of YMCAs, and he reminded us that we should not get discouraged by this slight delay, because we, as the Jackson YMCA, have raised more money for a capital campaign than any other city in the state of Michigan, which is something we're pretty proud of, and we should be proud of. The whole community should be proud of the way we've rallied together and gotten the support that we need to make this project come to fruition.
But it's getting close. You can kind of smell it, can't you?
Oh, it is. It's so exciting, Greg. I can't even describe how fun it is to look through these schematic designs. You can really picture yourself entering into the facility and walking down that main corridor. And now we're to the point where, as we're walking down the main corridor and looking into all of these spaces virtually, we're also reminded of each of the donors that are helping us to bring each of these spaces to life. For example, the Aquatic Center is being named after Consumers Energy. The Wellness Center is being named after Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Dawn Foods Corporate Giving will be named in our gymnasium. Richmond Brothers, our board president, Matt Kerfman, and his partner, Dave Richmond, they're naming the full Main Street. American One Credit Union has the naming rights for the lobby and the welcome area. True Community Credit Union will be naming our teen and intergenerational room, which is a really cool space for older adults by day and teens by night. And County National Bank has the naming rights for our outdoor playscape right in front of the drop-off area for all of our youth development programming. So it's really, like you said, it's really starting to feel very real and very exciting. And we just need to get this last push of fundraising complete. The shovels will be going in the ground in the first quarter of next year, and before long we'll have our new YMCA in downtown Jackson.
Well, hats off to you and your crew and your board. You've put together really an amazing group of area business.
We've been so fortunate to have not just the financial support of our community, but also leadership. Some of the brightest minds and the most passionate people sit on our board of directors or sit on our capital campaign volunteer leadership committee. And there's several of those representatives that are named as major donors, but there are some that are not.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many folks involved that are bringing this project to fruition. It just gives you a sense of the uniqueness of Jackson, and it gives you an appreciation for the people that work and play here and believe in our dreams.
So if somebody wants to take a look, you're putting something together?
Yeah, we're in the process of putting together a display for our lobby. But if you want to come and take a peek today, you're welcome to. Like I said, I have those designs available in my office, and I'd love the opportunity to sit down with someone and walk you through the new Jackson YMCA.
Shauna, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Always enjoy getting to bring you up to speed on things, Greg.
Exciting news from the Jackson YMCA with CEO Shauna Tello.